It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. During a recent caller-only program, Stan from DePere called in and suggested we explore the beauty and recreational offerings of county parks, which tend to get less attention on our show than more popular state parks. And thanks, Stan, for the idea. So we're traveling just north of Stan to Marinette County, home to hundreds of thousands of county forest acres, more than a dozen named waterfalls. Spring, of course, a good time to see waterfalls with the snow melt. Call in with questions about county parks. Share your favorite, 800-642-1234. Martin Keyport is Parks and Facilities Director for Marinette County. Martin, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, you waterfall capital of Wisconsin, you Marinette County. Which ones are your favorite?
Well, it's hard to pick. We've got 15 named waterfalls that range in ease of accessibility and the things that you can see there. I personally, Veterans Falls, located in the town of Stevenson, Twin Bridge area, is a beautiful waterfall. Easy path to get down to it. Nice, gentle slope. Great place for folks to dip their toes in the water if they so choose. And it's just a beautiful waterfall.
Okay, so a picture in my mind's eye, there's a little bit of a trail going down. Do you look up to it? What does it look like in there?
When you get down to the bottom of the falls, we have a viewing platform. So you kick a small gravel path down and you're walking through beautiful hardwoods and pine trees to get down to this viewing platform. And as you're leaning on the railing, you're staring right directly into the falls. There's another bridge that goes over the fall. And you're just watching the water, you're listening to the water cascade, and it absolutely surrounds you.
I'm trying to think of that really fabulous family picture or that selfie. Are these spots really good for photography?
Oh, these are perfect spots for photography. We were just up at Strong Falls yesterday, which is in Goodman Park in the town of Silver Cliff. And I stood on the bridge, I took a short video and some pictures as we always do when we're traveling through our parks. And you couldn't ask for a better selfie opportunity. Just leaned against the railing on the bridge, hold your phone up and let folks know where you are. And you can even tag us on exploremarinettecounty.com for any of our social media platforms. Beautiful spots for selfies.
You mentioned the gravel path. Which falls are the most accessible for people who might be in a wheelchair?
That's a great point you bring up. We are constantly on the lookout for how we can make each and every fall as accessible as possible for the widest variety of users. Right now, if I was to pick one, I would say that Strong Falls that I just mentioned up at Goodman Park. You can park in a asphalt parking area. There's some paths and some grass that'll take you right down to the falls, and you can bring folks, whether they're in a wheelchair, a walker, or just need a little bit of an assist from a cane or a family member to keep their balance. They can get down there. There's a few benches and picnic tables. They can enjoy everything about this beautiful waterfall.
Are there particular falls where you can get really close up, like you can feel the mist on your face, and you really want to get that closer experience? What would you suggest there?
Absolutely. The terrain gets a little more challenging, but 12-foot falls is one of the ones that you can get right literally on top of. You can take a path. You can look at it from the bottom. Again, very, very accessible. Or if you're up for a little more challenging terrain, climb up to the top of the falls and you can sit on a rock and feel the water nearly touching your toes right there. It's absolutely breathtaking.
And when you say climb, is it like a rock climb or is it more like a bouldering ability to get up there? What do you mean by that?
No, 12-foot falls, we consider one of our easiest. We rate our falls based on accessibility, and we rate that in the easy to a moderate category.
Okay.
You're going to walk down a path, a few little boardwalks, some tree roots, a few rocks, that type of thing. When you do get on top or closer to the top of 12-foot falls, you're walking on rock, large rock formations, some of the oldest in the country.
So the National Weather Service says rivers in your part of the state, they crest around this time. What are water levels like now?
We are, I would say, pretty close. If we haven't crested, we're very close, and things are reducing now a little bit. Again, like I said, I was up on the Peshtigo River yesterday, up at Goodman Falls, at our Strong Falls, and things, you can see those water levels reducing. The good part about that is it's absolutely a beautiful time to see. You're getting, and you can feel and experience the power of this water literally rushing underneath your feet, like I mentioned, as you're standing on that gray weathered wooden bridge going across the Peshtigo River.
What a sight. Marinette County calls itself the waterfall capital of Wisconsin. And so in this spring thaw and higher water levels, we explore its county parks with Martin Keyport, Facilities and Parks Director for Marinette County. Call in with your questions, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Marinette County, home to a series of scenic and accessible waterfalls, calls itself Wisconsin's waterfall capital. And in this spring snowmelt, we thought we would explore these stunning views in its park system. You can join the conversation, 800-642-1234. Your questions welcome. Martin Keyport is Facilities and Parks Director for Marinette County. Martin, the county's campgrounds, they're opening for the season soon. Are you short on any supplies or equipment as you prepare the parks for campers?
No, we're actually, our campgrounds open on May 1st, and we are staffed up and ready to go for the season. We have reservations in already. We have folks that are very, very excited to get into our campgrounds, as they always are. We have 158 campgrounds available in the county park system. And those vary from more busy areas to very, very secluded, quiet spots with poor cell phone reception. So you can really, truly get away.
Do those fill up pretty quickly?
Yes, they do. Yeah, the weekends are probably filled up. If I went and looked in the system this morning, clear through into Labor Day weekend, we get busy all the way through. The weekdays, you may be able to find some opportunities in there at a few of our larger campgrounds. But there's still opportunity out there for you.
You're super excited about a new mountain bike trail system. What do you have going on there?
We are. We were able to leverage some American Rescue Plan funding, and we have on the ground 10.5 miles of mountain bike trails. They're optimized single track trails, multi-directional with a beautiful flow.
And how do you keep those up? How have you crafted those trails in terms of working with the other features of the parks?
Well, we took the blank canvas that was this 5,000 acre tract that we eventually want to put 50 miles of trail down on.
Wow.
We contracted with a couple of professional groups that this is all they do is build mountain bike trails. So we contracted with Imba Trail Solutions and Rock Solid to build these trails, along with certain portions that we were building with trained staff that were trained by Imba and Rock Solid to build mountain bike trails.
Do you think that's going to be a pretty big tourism boost?
We are certainly hopeful of that. We have a grand opening, a ribbon cutting at the Strong Falls Trail System on June 3rd. And we are planning a nice fun event, family-friendly event that day. You can find all the information on exploremarinettecounty.com. And we are looking forward to a long summer of trail usage from a variety of users, from beginners all the way up to expert. We've got easy trails. We've got some moderate trails. We've got some very, very technical, a little more thrill-seeking, exciting trails.
Oh, congratulations on this new chapter. That's wonderful. I want to turn to the passes, the day passes, the entrance fees for visiting the parks. Other Wisconsin counties offer free access to the parks. How do you set fees?
We have two options for you for our fees. We have a $5 day use pass. That gets you into any of our parks, as many of our parks as you can get to in that day for $5. We consider that a real value. The better value is our annual parks pass, which is only $25. You can use that an unlimited amount of times, and there is no limit on that for you. So you affix that to your windshield, and you can come and go out of our Marinette County parks at any time, any day that you would like.
What about staffing levels for you? You know, you're one of the largest counties by land area in the state. Are you able to keep up the parks with the staffing levels that you have?
We certainly, I think like most businesses, we have faced some challenges with staffing. We actually have a new staff member starting Monday morning, a new parks caretaker. We have been challenged by it, but at the same time blessed by folks that want an opportunity to somewhat give back and take care of these beautiful natural occurring events out there.
Martin, thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate the time and look forward to all of your listeners coming up to visit us.
That sounds good. Martin Keyport is Parks and Facilities Director for Marinette County. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.